the sixth canto, pastimes, the story of Ajamil, the rise and fall, or the fall and rise of Ajamil, and the introduction. Shukadeva Goswami said to Parikshit, in terms of answering Parikshit's question about who can get free from hell and who doesn't have to go to hell, which was described in the end of the previous chapter. Shukadeva Goswami speaks some important verses in the very first 10 or 15 verses of the sixth canto. The story of Ajamil, how one can attain freedom from sin. Is it by tapasya? Is it by yoga? Is it by varna ashram? So in the 13th verse, he says, this is 6th canto, chapter 1, verse 13. Tapasa brahmacharyena shamena tadamena cha tyagena satya shochabhyam yamena niyamena va. Shukadev said to Parikshit, to concentrate the mind, one must observe a life of celibacy and not fall down. One must undergo the austerity of voluntarily giving up sense enjoyment. One must then control the mind and senses, give charity, be truthful, clean, and nonviolent, follow the regulative principles, and regularly chant the holy name of the Lord. A couple of verses later, Shukadev said in verse 15, Kechit kevalaya bhaktiya vasudeva parayana agam dunvanti karchnena niharam iva vaskara. Shukamuni said, only a rare person who has adopted complete unalloyed devotional service to Krishna can uproot the weeds of sinful actions with no possibility that they will revive. He can do this simply by discharging devotional service, just as a sun can immediately dissipate fog by its rays. Shukadev goes on to glorify bhakti. Even devotees may not have perfectly realized Krishna, but if they surrendered fully and become attached to Krishna's Namrup, Guna, and Leela, they eventually become completely freed from the reactions of sins. And this is the real and true and best means of atonement, or prayaschitta, param prayaschitta. Such devotees that are surrendered to Krishna don't even see in their dreams the Yamaraj or the Yamadutas. Now the history of Ajamil. In the city of Kanyakuja, which is the modern city of Kanauj, there lived a brahmana named Ajamil. He was a reservoir of good qualities and fixed in following Vedic injunctions. He was a good brahmachari. He was mild and gentle and controlled his senses. He was always truthful, never spoke nonsense, and was expert in chanting Vedic hymns. He respected his seniors and guests and was kind to every living entity, well-behaved, unenvious, and free from false ego. Once he went on his father's order to the forest to collect two kinds of grass for puja called Samit and Kush. Somehow while he was passing through the forest, he saw a very lusty Shudra shamelessly embracing and kissing a prostitute. The Shudra was intoxicated and singing and laughing and thinking everything he was doing was quite nice. The prostitute's eyes were rolling in intoxication, her hair was loose. Seeing this udipan, or this stimulant through the eyes, is rupam, is tamarupam, ignorant darshan. It stimulated his chitta, and from the bed of his chitta, the content of his chitta had some desires for sex life. So these dormant tendencies or inclinations or desires, those dormant samskaras lying in his chitta, although he was not aware when he was a young brahmachari, when the proper sense stimulant was there and the proper age, then he became excessively attracted and attached to that samskara, and arising from that samskara was a vasana. So his dormant lusty desires awakened, and he became controlled by the intense desire of vasana. He became very lusty, and Cupid prevented him from following the Shastras. Day and night, he was thinking of that prostitute. After his father died, Ajamil engaged her in his house as a servant. He gave up all the rules of purity for a Brahmin and spent all his inheritance to satisfy the prostitute. He was pulverized by her lustful glance. He gave up his beautiful, chaste young Brahmini wife and spent all his time enjoying sinful activities with this prostitute. After his money became exhausted, he would do anything he could to get money to satisfy the prostitute and their children. He robbed people, cheated in gambling, and after he lived a long life of extravagance, disregarding all the scriptures, and eating food prepared by a prostitute, Ajamil became a thoroughly fallen Brahmin. At the age of 88, Ajamil had already 10 sons. His smallest child was named Narayan. It was just a baby. So he felt very much affection for him and took special care of this baby named Narayan. Ajamil would call him out, "Oh, dear Narayan, come and take your food. Please drink this milk." So although he was so much focused on his son, Narayan, he completely forgot the Supreme Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He didn't think of him or call his name or pray to him. But somehow, Agyata Sukriti, he got unknowing benefit because Ajamil was chanting the name of Narayan in reference to his son, so he was gradually becoming purified. That's the power of the holy name. He was so absorbed in playing and maintaining with his child, Narayan, that Ajamil didn't know the passage of time. Then death came and snatched him. The Yamadutas appeared in three hideous forms, twisted, fierce faces, erect bodily hairs, hands clutching ropes and nooses. They came to snatch Ajamil from his gross body and take him to Yamapuri. Ajamil was afraid and bewildered, and he cried out, "Narayan!" But somehow in that fearful situation, he offenselessly glorifying the holy name of Narayan, although referring to his son. This was all the arrangement of Lord Narayan, who was the personal Ishtadev of Ajamil since his childhood. Narayan was happy in his childhood with all the nice service he rendered. Krishna never forgets any service rendered. And years later, Krishna inspired him to name his last and tenth son, name him Narayan. So he was thousands of times in a month inadvertently calling the name of his son, and he was advancing in Krishna consciousness. So when he was dying, he chanted his name Narayan, but then what could his son Narayan do against these three ferocious Yamadutas that were about to drag him to hell? So then within a split second, then he gave up his thought of his son because of his useless idea. And he somehow was able to collect his thoughts and concentrate his mind on the lotus feet of Adi Purusha Narayan Sri Vishnu. And this was what saved him, his smarnam. Although they say he chanted Krishna's name at the time of death, that's true. He chanted one time the name Narayan. Narayan! While glancing at his son. But what saved him is that he remembered, he did smarnam, Vishnu smarnam. He remembered Lord Narayan, his Ishtadev in his childhood, and the Supreme Lord. And by that momentary remembrance, Ajamil was delivered from the clutches of the Yamadutas, and the Vishnudutas arrived on the scene when they heard that, and he remembered them. Vishnudutas stopped the Yamadutas from snatching Ajamil's soul. This was surprising to the Yamadutas, because they were never stopped in carrying out their duty. They responded, "Who are you guys to challenge the authority of our master, Yamaraj? Where have you come from and who's your master anyway? You're so bold and proud. Are you demigods or semi-demigods, Upadevas or Devatas? Or Vishnu Bhaktas? Your bodily forms resemble Lord Vishnu himself with your lotus petal eyes, dark skin, long arms, carrying the weapons of bows and swords, clubs, conch, and others. You're dressed in ornaments fresh and youthful. You're very effulgent. Why are you obstructing us from performing our duty?" The Vishnudutas smiled and replied with deep rumbling voices, "If you are actually servants of Yamaraj, then explain Dharma to us, as well as Adharma. Please tell us who is actually fit for punishment. Is it only some of the karmis or all the karmis?" The Yamadutas replied, 6.140, "Vena pranihito dharmo yadharmas tad viparyaya vedanarayana sakshat swayamburiti shushuma." Yamadutta Uchu, "That which is described in the Vedas constitutes dharma, the religious principles. And the opposite of that is irreligion. The Vedas are directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. And the Vedas are self-born, self-manifest, self-sufficient, Swayambhu. Veda Narayana Sakshat Swayambhur. Because the Vedas appeared only from the breath of Narayan, they were not learned from anyone else. This we have heard from Yamaraj." So after hearing the Yamadutas, the Vishnudutas reply to the Yamadutas, "By this chanting once, Namabhas, Ajamil has atoned for all the sins of this life and millions of previous lives. This is the power of offenseless chanting. Thus he's become eligible for liberation. The chanting of Vishnu's holy name is the best atonement for anyone, irregardless of the severity of his sins. This chanting attracts Krishna's attention, and he takes this person's case in his personal custody. I must protect him, he thinks. He's chanted my name. Whenever one chants the holy name, it's so purifying because the chanter immediately remembers the Nam, Rup, Guna, and fame of and Leelas of the Lord. Ajamil chanted loudly. He's become free to all the reactions of sinful life. Yamadutas, do not take him to Yamaraj." Hearing this, the Yamadutas released Ajamil from the ropes, Although they were baffled and disappointed, they never had such an experience. Ajamiya woke up and came to external consciousness and saw the Vishnudutas and thanked them for saving him. And he respectfully offered obeisances to them. And before he could say anything, the Vishnudutas disappeared. Now Ajamiya was freed from the reactions to his sins. He was ready to glorify the Lord. Why did the Vishnudutas immediately disappear? Because they wanted to increase the mood of separation. Remembering his previous sinful activities, Ajamiya started to regret and repent. I was so degraded because I couldn't control my senses. I was a fixed-up brahmana. I ended up living with a prostitute and producing children with her. I'm so condemned. I even neglected my aged mother and father. I'm so ungrateful. I'm such a wretch. I saw those Yamadutas, but somehow the beautiful Vishnudutas saved me. It's all the mercy of the holy name that I chanted while dying. I'm a shameless cheater. Degraded my family, killed Brahminical culture. I am like sin personified. But somehow I've gotten an opportunity. I'm still alive. I have to completely pick myself up, control my senses once and for all, and absorb myself in full engagement in Krishna's service. And Ajamiya went on to offer these prayers. The Yamadutas, they went to visit their master, Yamapuri. He said, "Listen, I thought you were the controller of the affairs of the material world. Who is this Narayan and the Vishnudutas? We thought you were the supreme judge and you controlled everyone's future. But we were interrupted by these Vishnudutas who overpowered us. Therefore, we're puzzled how the Vishnudutas could excuse someone who you condemned." Yamaraj was pleased to hear his servants vibrate the name of Narayan, and that enabled him to remember his Ishtadev, Lord Narayan. And then he said, "Listen, my servants, the Yamadutas, I am not alone. Above me are all the other demigods, and all the other demigods is Lord Narayan." The Vishnudutas are his servants, so they're carrying out his will. Actually, you should understand that I myself am controlled by Dharma and under the principles of religion. Dharmam tu sakshad bhagavat pranitam Anave vidua rishayo napi deva Nasera mukya sara manushya Kuto nu vidyadara charan adaya Dharmam tu sakshad Bhagavat pranitam Navai vidua rishayo napi devaha Na siddha mukhya asura manushya kuto nu vidya daracharan adaya. Yamaraj told his servants, the Yamadutas, "Sakshat Dharma, the real religious principles and bona fide laws of religion are directly enacted and manifested and created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Although fully situated in the mode of goodness, the great rishis living on the highest planets in the universe, even they do not know the real religious principles. Navai vidur, navai vidu, Veda, rishi, napi, deva. Rishis like Bhrigu Muni or the demigods, they do not know. Nor can the leaders of Siddhaloka, chief and main siddhas, the chief leaders of Siddhaloka, na siddha mukhya, asura manusha. What to speak of the demons and non-devotees and ordinary human beings, or the vidyadharas or charanas. No one can understand the religious principles. So then you might think, my dear Yamadutas, who knows if all these great personalities, higher beings and even lower beings, they don't know, then who knows? Then verse 6, canto, chapter 3, verse 20. In answering this inquiry of the Yamadutas, Yamaraj said, Swayambhur Narada Shambhu Kumara Kapilo Manu Prahlado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vayasakir Vayam Swayambhur Narada Shambhu Kumara Kapilo Manu Prahlado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vayasakir Vayam. Yamaraj said to the Yamadutas, Swayambhu, Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, Shambhu, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Kumara, Kapila, Lord Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Manu, Swayambhuva Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami, I myself, Yamaraj, we, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami, and I myself, we all know the real religious principles. Myself and the other 11 Mahajans, it's called the Dwadasa Mahajan. There are 12 Mahajans, great souls, great devotees, great learned, powerful personalities in this universe. They know religious principles, the Bhagavat Pranitam, the Sakshat Bhagavat Dharma, Bhagavat Dharma, they know. Who are those 12 great Mahajans? Swayambhu, Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, Shiva, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapila, Swayambhu Vamanu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, Bhishma Pitamaha, Bali Maharaj, Daityaraj Bali Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami and Yamaraj. These are the 12 Dwadasa Mahajans. Yamaraj went on to tell, listen, Yamadutas, this is verse 22, chapter 3, canto 6. Hetavan eva lokesmin pumsam dharma parasmita bhakti yoga bhagavati tannama krahanadibi etavan eva lokesmin pumsam dharma parasmita bhakti yoga bhagavati tannama krahanadibi. Yamaraj said, O Yamadutas, Bhakti Yoga, devotional service initiated with chanting the holy names of Lord Sri Krishna, is the ultimate religious principle for the living entities in human society. After hearing from Yamaraj, their master, about the glories of Lord Narayan, Bhagavan, and his holy name, the Yamadutas were wonderstruck. And ever since then, whenever they see a devotee, they become very afraid. They don't even look at a devotee. Story of Yajamil Ki Jai. Chanting Krishna's holy name, Ki Jai. Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Narayana, Narayana. Narayana, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vrindavan Vihari Lala Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.